Thank you, Chair. As reflected in Article 1 of the Declaration on the Right to Development, this right implies the right to self-determination. Self-determination affirms that people have a right to take paths reflecting their values and culture. Self-determination allows people to develop as human beings and leads to the freedom of living fulfilling human lives. And as economist and Nobel Prize winner Amartya Sen stated, development must be concerned with enhancing the lives we lead and the freedoms we enjoy. Therefore, when financing for development, we should have the development of the human person in mind. One example of this we can see when it comes to the realization of the right to education. According to ICESCR Article 13, education shall be directed to the full development of the human personality. This requires freedom, in this case, freedom of education. The same article requires states to grant the liberty of parents to choose for their children's schools other than those established by the public authorities to ensure the religious and moral education of their children in conformity with their own convictions. For parents to choose, they need non-governmental options, and of course, that costs something. Unfortunately, many states only partially support freedom of education and thus compromise the freedom and development of their people, especially of cultural minorities. Dear panel, in this forum we focus on financing for development as a tool for advancing human rights for all. What are good practices for the advancements of other human rights that could be applied to the advancements of the rights to education? I thank you.